Hi, this is Bea Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices. The Muni's 2020 season is fastly approaching. Craig McFarland joined me back in the studio to discuss what's to come.
So we always talk about how the Muni is really a family, and we mean that in the truest sense of the word. We all come together every summer, sometimes throughout the whole year, and put on a show. And so we really want to invite your families to come on out to the Muni as well. And family means so many different things to so many different people. And that's sort of like the shows that are represented in this season. They all have some kind of different take on what family means. And so that's why when we say things like we are a big family at the Muni, we truly mean it. And so our theme for the season is really focusing on Muni family.
This year, the shows are full of family fun, and maybe even a little new for some people.
We have three new shows debuting on the Muni stage. We have in May, our first show is going to be The Addams Family, and that's directed by Anna Meisenbacher. And of course, everyone knows the creepy, kooky, zany Addams Family from pop culture, and just they've been around with us for a long time. And then once that show closes, a couple of weeks later, we'll bring back a Muni fan favorite, which is Ragtime, the musical, directed by first-time director Reggie Guyton. First-time director at the Muni, but he just came off a wonderful production of Memphis at the Hoagland Center for the Arts, which was incredible. And so we can't wait for him to bring his direction to the Muni. Our third show will be a Muni debut, and with a brand new director as well for the Muni. Jacob Dieters is going to be directing Mamma Mia. Now, Jacob has actually been in so many different roles throughout the Muni. He's basically grown up at the Muni. He has been involved for the last 10 to 15 years in so many different ways, and so we're glad to see him step up and be a director for this year. And then we close our season with one of our most seasoned directors. She has directed more shows for us out there than just about anybody else, and that's Lori Barnes, and we'll be bringing Matilda, which is a great show for getting children involved, but also that whole idea of giving you lessons and morals through your own imagination that Roald Dahl is so great at, it's just going to be a wonderful season.
This year, the Muni is experiencing a lot of firsts.
It's going to be really fun to watch some new shows on the Muni stage and to bring together all of the productions and to have so many new people involved on the staff. It's really interesting. It was mentioned to me the other day that the oldest show debuted on Broadway in 1996 in this season. So it is a relatively new season. And so I think that that's going to be exciting for the audience. We still love our classic shows, and this season we're going to try to bring some new shows and experiences out to the Muni for the upcoming summer.
Audition workshops are coming up fast.
Audition workshops will be in February, and it's right around the time of Valentine's Day. But if you've ever thought about auditioning for a show or being involved on the volunteer side, it's a really great way to get a good introduction to the Muni. We go through the entire audition process for you, try to make it as try to calm your nerves as much as possible, and really show you that we are open to everyone and to all sorts of people coming out and auditioning.
Craig reminds us that it's never too late to start your journey with the Muni.
A lot of people don't know this because they do say, if I'm not involved in the Muni, I can never get involved. But when you look around in a normal production, I was in Peter Pan this last year, and I would say about 50% of the production, it was their first show at the Muni. And so it happens all the time. Your Muni story starts, you join the Muni family, and then you're there. And it's just a lot of fun for an entire summer.
As Craig was leaving, he wanted to share with audiences a personal note with how the Muni has impacted his life.
The Muni has a special place in my heart. It's really one of the major reasons why my wife and I decided to stay in Springfield after college, because we did meet so many great people through that organization. And so I just encourage people, if you are looking for something to get involved with, do it.
To learn more about the Muni, the 2020 season, upcoming shows and audition workshops, please visit themuni.org. This has been Bea Bonner with another Community Voices story.